Big Head Betts with the big head himself, James Kelly, a.k.a. Flight Deck. Once again, his head is huge. He has crazy amounts of data rattling around inside there. In my mind, it would be extremely irresponsible not to take advantage of that.
Take that for data.
Not to tap into that intel and use it to get down. Use it to get paid. Use it to buy crap that we do not need. Use his thoughts and data and his enormous head for entertainment purposes only. And if for whatever reason you do decide to get down, you do decide to bet, only do so with money that you can actually afford to lose. We go now to the Big Head Hotline. What's cracking, Head? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling pretty good, Jim. And I haven't had the opportunity to say congratulations on your Dodgers winning the World Series, so congratulations, my friend.
Are you insinuating that I'm Dodger Jim and that was a big win for me?
You sound like that's
exactly what I'm insinuating. It's been since 88, Dodger Jim, so congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Fathead. I appreciate that. Good looking out. let me ask you something really quickly before we get into your picks. For entertainment purposes only, of course. What's it like to follow the NFL and you never know week to week exactly what's going to happen? I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. You're a degenerate for entertainment purposes only. What's it been like this year to try to follow and get down and hit the NFL?
Very, very challenging because you could come and do all your scouting reports and look at every single number you possibly can.
Oh, now you're a scout.
What's that?
Now you're a scout.
Well, I don't look at scouting reports. I'm sorry. And look at all the numbers and do everything you want and do the prep work, and then all of a sudden, look, another COVID-19 positive test. So, I don't know, man. It is challenging, but, you know, I don't know. You just got to keep looking and researching and just have more games on backup if you need them. So, just wait. Sometimes you want to hit early, and I will do it if they have good depth on the teams, but if you are dependent on certain players, like, Tom Brady or something like that, if they weren't playing a horrible team, that's when you would, like, wait till kickoff before you hit on a lot of these games.
Hey, Big Head, I didn't know that you and John in Little Rock were friends. Did you ask him to use his phone? What the hell, man? All right, so let's get into this now. You've got Rams -3.5 against Miami. I bring this up because Tua is making his first NFL start. We know the Rams defense can make things really tough on a quarterback, especially one making his first NFL start. They can get after the QB. How do you think Tua is going to fare against Aaron Donald and company, and who do you like in that game?
Yeah, you nailed it right there. I mean, 99 is going to be all over him. This is a horrible, horrible time for Tua to start his NFL career, Jim. The Rams sacked 6-4 times last week and hit him 8 times. I know the Dolphins have allowed only 10 sacks this season, but that's more of a product of Ryan Fitzpatrick and getting rid of the ball early. They have to move the pocket, and Tua has to get rid of the ball. The other problem, though, is you have to run the ball against the Rams as well, and the Dolphins don't do that. They only average 3.8 yards per attempt. I like Tua. I think he's going to be great. But on Sunday, I have the Rams -3.5 on the road.
Okay, so mark this down. Rams -3.5 for entertainment purposes only. But the Big Head feeling pretty emphatic about that. Now, I love this, JK. Kansas City -19 versus the Jets. The Jets, 0-7, looking to run the table in reverse, which to me is always more fascinating than actually going undefeated, and they are horrible enough to do it. Eyes on the prize, slugs, one loss at a time. Next loss, Kansas City. We know the Jets have no chance, Flight Deck, of winning this game, but with the number being a big, fat -19, are you taking the Chiefs to cover?
So, history is actually on the Jet side here. In the last 30 years, teams given up plus 17 points in an NFL game have hit around 60% on that clip. The problem is history probably can't gauge eyes in his horrible team. I mean, they're ass, but I'm landing at 19, and I'm taking the Chiefs on this one, Jim. Every week is horrible matchup for Gase's offense, but this one is really, really bad because when you play from behind against Kansas City, you're playing right into their, you're playing their game. They got a good pass rush. They got good secondary. And the Jets' offense is the worst in the NFL. I mean, Frank Gore haters, I know there's plenty listening to the show, but he's actually the Jets' best offensive weapon here. he should get plenty of carries, but it's still going to be ugly. I think Lev will put it on eyes late. The Jets have been outscored by 118 points already this season, so I'm going against history, and I'm giving up 19 points, and I'm taking Kansas City.
Kansas City minus 19, and so far the big head quote of the week is their ass. Then you've got the Bucks, big head bets. You've got the Bucks who are minus 11 versus the Giants. Now, last I checked, Bucks-Giants were no longer on the board that I look at. Maybe it'll come back. The Giants are garbage, but they're still in the hunt in the worst division in the NFL, and the Bucks are looking more and more dangerous Sunday to Sunday. They're minus 11. There's no way you're going to take the Giants in the points, are you?
Hell no. No. Look, the Giants aren't the Jets by no means, Jim. These guys actually play hard for Joe Judge. It's just the talent thing, as in Gettleman hasn't acquired much. Like you said, though, the game is off the board because of Will Hernandez tested positive for COVID. And that's a major problem because he's actually their best blocker. And they haven't been able to protect Daniel Jones at all this year. The Bucs have been harassing everybody. They average 3-point sacks, 6-point sacks per game. And on the offensive side, Tom Brady, dude, he's inching back in that MVP debate. His line is elite, and the Giants cannot get rush the passer anyways. I got a big game from TB43. Bucks minus 11 when it comes back is the number on there.
Okay, how about this? What if it doesn't come back? Why are you and I discussing games that are not on the board that they, oh, wait, it's for entertainment purposes only? Oh, okay,
well,
that's fine. I retract that question.
Come back. Well, yes, but this will come back because there's no new negative test. Positive test for the Giants right now. So this will come back. It's just whether it's going to come back Sunday or Monday, and the number will be around that 11.
All right, so Flight Deck, I love this. Philly minus 9 against Dallas. It looks like one of the worst games ever. Like, not one of the worst games this weekend, but one of the worst games ever. But for our purposes, it's actually pretty interesting because I know how little you respect the Eagles this season. We've talked about this. Part of that's injury, but part of that's not. I know how little you respect Philadelphia this season, but how crappy would Dallas have to be a 9-point dog against a 2-win Eagle team? What are you doing with this one?
Yeah, I am. The Eagles are horrible, and they're bad, and they're banged up. But, Jim, this Cowboy team looks like the Packers one that quit, or not quit, but didn't want Mike McCarthy around in year 13. But after 7 games, the Cowboys have had enough of this guy. And I think Ben DiNucci will be taking the snaps, it seems like, right now, because Dalton hasn't practiced yet, and I know he's got to practice tomorrow. But anyways, they can't block. They have no healthy linemen. They're getting Zach Martin back, which will help, but he can only block one guy. I mean, Carson Wentz is, too, facing the worst defense in football that averages 34.7 points a game. I'm taking the Eagles minus 9. Man, I hate it, but that's the play. Eagles minus 9.
This is amazing. Look at what you've done. We've talked 4 games. In 3 of those games, you've taken teams that were, quote, minus 19, minus 11, and minus 9. That's incredible. Is there anything else you're looking at this weekend?
I am going to take a plus here. I'm looking at the Broncos plus 3. And
homer.
Just exactly.
Bronco head. Bronco big head.
A little bit of a homer here, but I like the play. But, of course, right now it's taken down because of COVID. But it should pop up plus 3 around there. I think Vic Fangio will have something for Justin Herbert, so I am going to take a plus, and it's going to be the Broncos plus 3. I love Herbert, but Fangio, I mean, he slowed down Pat Mahomes last week. Don't be, you know, they did lose 43-16 without a doubt, but that was their offense and horrible special teams for the most part. So Denver, the home dogs, giddy up horse face.
Giddy up horse face.
Time to meet Mr. Rome.
Bronco.
Giddy up horse face.
Bronco pig head. Sneaky funny. All right, there it is. James Kelly, he's got the Rams. If you're playing at home for entertainment purposes only, and even if you're not, and you should be for entertainment purposes only, he's got Rams minus 3.5. He's got Chiefs minus 19. He's got Bucks minus 11. He has Eagles minus 9. And as a bonus right there, he's got Broncos plus 3. Deck, nice job. Well done. I know you got a big weekend. Safe travels. And I will find you next week, and we'll talk about all your glorious success.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Big Head. The Big Head quote of the week. Their ass. just deadpans everything, doesn't he? They're devoid of talent and their ass. Saying something sucks is not a take, and saying somebody is ass is not either. Do I have to add that to the vernacular? All right, so once again, if you're tracking that type of thing, the Rams -3.5, the Chiefs -19 against the Jets, the Bucks -11 against the Giants, the Eagles -9 against the Cowboys, and he's got Denver +3 against the Chargers. 1-800-636-8686.